In terms of personalization, technology can play a very, very vital role. As I was giving you the example of Netflix, likewise, you have, for example, you have the Adidas. Through membership, you have the Adidas Creators Club. They use the, they see the activity level of their customers. They see their patterns. And based on that, they make recommendations to them in terms of their purchase requirements, their needs, what all they require. So now creating a creators club and giving this customized, personalized information to the customers gives an edge to Adidas versus competition. So while you have Nike, you have Adidas, you have Puma, you have so many other competitors, a customer who is in this membership program and who is part of this may appreciate this personalized recommendation which is coming versus a competitor, and then will continue to purchase from you, be a loyal customer, recommend you, because that's working very well for him, and he feels that he's individually taken care of. And that is happening, why? Because you're getting insights from his data, that you're analyzing the his patterns that you are analyzing. So this is the way technology can really help you from a data management and analytics point of view as well. Now, self-service optimization, when I was mentioning, I mentioned how you have these kiosks at McDonald's. When you go to the airport, any of the airports, you will see self-service kiosks there where you can, print your boarding pass, you can check in. In a lot of the international locations, you can also do your, baggage drop-off, check-in baggage drop-off at these kiosks where, automatically the weight is checked, coupon is, printed, and, you can add it and drop it off. So, which is saving you time, which is reducing the queues. When we are going to be touching on the chapter of queue theory, we'll see how frustrating it is for customers to wait in queues and how wasteful that time is. So, and we ourselves have also experienced that. So when you have self-service kiosks and they're working well, and not just, beautiful machines kept there, then that can really reduce queues, that can reduce the manpower requirement, that can reduce the burden which is there on your existing staff, because we know the kind of chaos that happens at locations like airports. Now, even at train stations, even if you take the Mumbai local train, you don't have to stand in that long queue to get your ticket. You can just go to the self-service kiosk, or you can have a smart card, and you can quickly get onto the train that you want. So self-service optimization is very, very popular, has been found to be very useful. So you will typically see, you will not see that the self-service kiosks are like lying vacant, because you always have the option of going to the counter as well. But in most places, you will see at least a few people making use of these, even if a lot of people still trying to prefer to use the traditional mode of standing in queue. There are enough who are still using the self-service option. So self-service optimization becomes a very important part of technology, and how technology has helped to improve the whole service operations and the customer service experience. Of course, with technology also comes another element where manual error is being reduced. Chances that technology will make certain punching errors are, practically negligible versus a human making a punching error. For example, you have in the business of stock trading, in the business of share sales, you have enough cases of what is called the fat finger trade. Fat finger trade is when you punched in erroneously, and that led to a wrong sale and huge amount of losses. So technology doing something in an automated manner will not have that scope of manual error. So the timing, the accuracy, the productivity goes up phenomenally when it comes to technology and to automation, which can really, really help the whole cycle of customer service management, both from the satisfaction point of view and from the company's profitability point of view. So touching on another case which has been received very well on where technology has been appreciated a lot is the Marriott Hotel app. Now, we are all familiar with the Marriott group of hotels, right? And they have an app which allows guests at the hotel to check in without having to go to the check-in desk, who can use their app for various services and save that time of standing in queue. They can also, through their smartphone, unlock their room door. Now, very often what happens in hotels, you know, today they don't have the, the physical keys which you twist, and they have those key cards. And very often, you'll have a key card stopped functioning. It's supposed to flash green, but, you know, it got damaged, it stopped functioning, and, it's turning red. So then you have to go down all the way to the check-in desk, get a new key card, or, you know, let's say you lose your key card or whatever. So if you have the option of unlocking your room through your smartphone, you have that comfort, you have that convenience. They are working a lot more on what a concept called, over and above just artificial intelligence, a concept which is catching on a lot, called IoT or Internet of Things, which I'm sure all of you have also heard of. What is Internet of Things? So today in our homes, we have so many gadgets. We have a phone, we have a music system, we have a laptop, we have, television, fridge, all of those things. Now, Internet of Things connects all the gadgets. And the technology is literally speaking to each other and seamlessly working. So for example, especially internationally, where Alexa is very, very popular, Alexa will play the music that you want. Alexa will say, Alexa send an email. So people just keep giving voice commands because Alexa is connected to your music system, is connected to your laptop, is connected to your email, is connected to your, refrigerator, your cooling. So Internet of Things is when all of the technology is connected and synchronized with each other. So that can create so much seamlessness, save you so much time. So, I have seen people walking around their home cooking, and while cooking, Alexa do this and this thing do this. And, typing of messages which we physically type, they say it out and the system types it and says, is this what you meant? And they will repeat it for you. If it's correct, you say send and it goes. So in India, maybe we have not started using it so much. But internationally, both from a business management point of view and from the customer point of view, this IoT has really, really caught on. So over and above just the Marriott app, which helps with check-ins and queues and all of that, and upgrades if you need upgrades, or if you have a requirement for your room, additional things, for items for your room from housekeeping or butler service or whatever, you can order those. But over and above just the app, there is this connectivity through the Internet of Things. There is this, which they are working on. And, once it is up and launched, it could possibly help customers even pick the music in their room, pick the entertainment their TV is showing. So it has been received very well. And you see how useful it is from a business point of view. Now, why have some technology investments been so disappointing? Obviously, there were flaws in service designs. Employees were not taken on board. It was maybe, a rush job. So when we spoke about Google Glass, we saw how technology didn't work well. When we spoke about Zio, the sleep monitoring system, it was technology that didn't exactly play out as it was envisaged. So, technology, just because you are investing in technology and putting big money in technology, and in a lot of these cases, huge amount of investment has gone in there, doesn't guarantee, the most high-tech complex technology doesn't guarantee that it will work and doesn't guarantee that there will be profitability as a result. It has to be technology which is relevant. It has to be technology which is user-friendly, which works for this target group, and which is adaptable, which is flexible, And hence you are benefiting from it. Just because it is the most expensive high-tech technology doesn't mean it has any relevance for you. So in terms of budgetary allocations, one has to be very, very clear about how your funding is being allocated, and are you adopting the kind of technology which actually has relevance for you, or are you cut-pasting what your competition is doing? So investments in technology are phenomenal, especially when I'm giving you international examples also in terms of, you know, IoT and various things. So for example, BMW has something, is working on something called smart cars. So these smart cars are connected through internet, and will the data will analyze your typical routes, will analyze, you know, your various history and make recommendations and, you know, improve efficiency. And let's say tomorrow, imagine. So if you were to, you know, like make your imagination into a reality, then tomorrow using Internet of Things, let's say the cars on the roads are connected to each other through the technology, then the manual error which leads to accidents will not happen, right? The manual error can be wished away. It's another thing that there are certain cars, you know, self-driven cars, which have gone and, you know, taken off, or, you know, have gone and smashed into something. But by and large, if technology does not have those glitches, then probably the cars on the road can communicate with each other through this IoT and, you know, give you a safer driving experience versus the manual intervention coming in. So the potential of these technology examples and these technology elements is absolutely phenomenal in terms of what they can do, and hence the crazy staggering investments in those. Now, when I was talking about Adidas and I mentioned the Creators Club, they also have an AI factory which is producing their products called Speed Factory, which is an AI factory. And there you have robots and automated machines, etc., which are working on the production line, increasing efficiency, consistency, quality control, and optimizing your production chain. So technology is, as you are seeing, is helping all the way across the entire life cycle of the customer, service, business, management, operations. So hence, investment in this is heavily justified. Now, day-to-day operations, as we are seeing, you know, whether it's self-service service kiosks, whether it is ticketing counters, whether it is various customer service elements, all of that is helping in your day-to-day operations. And it doesn't have to be the most expensive, most complex technology. Technology which is relevant to you is what will work best. Now, to give you an idea of another you know, example where technology which was relevant to the project at hand, relevant to the geographical area in hand, was there was this rollout of 5G across the Faroe Islands, and this rolled out. It gave complete 100% coverage in this region, and even across. This is a region which has a lot of huge fishing industry, which is you know, semi agricultural, has a lot of the local industry business, etc., which is localized and not exactly machine driven. So here, this technology obviously could not bring in something which is working better in Manhattan and New York right at the center. They had to keep in the geographical topography. They have to keep in mountains, rivers, all of that, and implement in a way that it is relevant to the region there, relevant in a way where it is relevant to the gadgets used there. There, and the coverage is coming across bridges, across ferries, because in the islands there are a lot of water bodies and a lot of the local industries are dependent on these water bodies. And what happens to us if you're taking a cruise or if you're in the middle of the sea, you will lose signal. We see, we don't get signal. The bars are not there. So this coverage has given 100% coverage to ensure that there's complete seamlessness from an individual point of view, from a local industry point of view, whether you're on a bridge, whether you're on a flyover, whether you're in the middle of the river and on a ferry, you will get complete coverage. So that is specific to this region, and that same technology cannot be cut, paste and used. And the way that execution must have happened in terms of the location of the towers, in terms of number of towers, what sort of other understanding would have gone, that cannot be cut, paste and replicated somewhere else. So it has to be kept very relevant to what your project, target audience, topography and your complexities are for the specific project at hand. Now, companies, if a company is over-dependent on technology, then we have, of course, seen from time to time glitches. For example, a year ago, there was this massive glitch in the airline system where there was a system upgrade which was happening of Microsoft or something. And that system upgrade crashed the entire aviation industry worldwide. And the number of, cancellations and the chaos and the mayhem that happened was, it really brought the aviation industry and all the passengers to their knees for those 1 or 2 days before things started getting back, online. And likewise, right now, a few days ago, there was that fire near Heathrow Airport. And because of that fire, some more than 3,000 flights had to be, diverted all over the world. And because of that fire, for a whole day, there was complete, because, that the technology was at risk. So, yes, are there times when companies are overly dependent on automation? Yes, but that is the nature of the world. So, yes, the risk mitigation scenario should also be there. There should be thinking, critical thinking in terms of those crisis situations, how to manage those, how to figure those out. But of course, going forward, one has to keep in mind that you cannot wish away your technology. Now, if your crisis situations have happened because of volumes or because of various other elements which are in your control, then in your design thinking, factor those in. But where it is because of factors outside of your control, then, try to have as many disaster management resources as possible to counter those rare occasions where technology glitches are bringing the business side and the customer side to its knees. Now, to again share an example of technology and how it is impacting our customer service experience. So in a country like India, we are very preoccupied by Kundali. We are very preoccupied by astrology. People love to go and, ask about their future and show their palm and, ask about, if they have a specific problem, whether it is a job, whether it is marriage, whether it is anything, go to an astrologer. They will give you some, either predict something, they will suggest some resolution, which is called upai, or they will tell you to chant some mantra or go to a temple or a religious place and perform a certain ritual or donate something or whatever. And historically, this has, of course, been a very in-person kind of thing. Now, AstroTalk, to give you an example, and I'm not commenting on the accuracy of the any of the practitioners on this. I'm not commenting on the accuracy of the solutions or the upais. I'm simply stating facts in terms of the existence of AstroTalk and what it offers. So you can go online on AstroTalk if you want to chat with an astrologer. And the number of listed astrologers, and it will, you can filter based on, you know, are they doing Vastu, are they doing palmistry, are they doing tarot, you know, various things. You can filter based on, you have an issue with finance, you have an issue with property, you have an issue with marriage, education, love, whatever. And, your interaction is all online, and you know, whether it benefits anyone's life, I don't know. And I can't comment on that. But purely in terms of customer traffic, the number of people using it, and it's in terms of payment, you'll have a per minute. You know, they'll have different options. You can chat, you can have a telephone call, you can have a video call. And there are, 10, this astrologer cost, by cost, they're listed, the XYZ astrologer costs 10 rupees per minute for this service, and 15 rupees per minute for this service. And you'll have, some astrologers who are 60 rupees or 70 rupees. And based on, their demand, and based on their, and below that, you will have the number of consultations they have done. You'll have the number of reviews they have, what is their rating. And, you can go through those to understand the testimonials. So, if you want to, even purely out of interest, to understand how customer mindset is accepting technology in areas where traditionally they would not allow technology anywhere, you might want to go and just check out the app from a knowledge point of view, nothing else, from an observation point of view, not from a usage point of view. In terms of, I am stunned when I see it, that really it is such a big hit, because people want to do that. Where are you going to find, physically go, or you, it's confidential, or sitting in the comfort of your home. And think of it in this way, that someone's feeling dull about something, someone's feeling low about something which is not working out for them. On call, sitting at 12, 1, whatever time, you can, based on who is online at that point of time, who are the, the astrologers who are online at that point of time, you can be accessing this at your convenience and at their convenience. And, it might just, if nothing else, it might just be a feel-good experience. Instead of going to a spa, you have, consulted someone here. So once again, I'm not recommending it. I am not any of the apps or any of the things I've mentioned. I'm not recommending any of them. I'm purely talking from an observation point of view of how technology has become such an integral part of our life, and how the mindset has changed, where customers have opened up to technology. The appetite, the cost effectiveness, the seamlessness, the ease of use, all of that has contributed to service operations being seamless. All of that has contributed to customer satisfaction being higher. So automation is something new. Automation is something which can really, really enhance your experience. Yes. As with everything, automation also comes with, its cons, as I have mentioned, whether it is the aviation industry, whether it is, there was a case of Alexa malfunctioning and internationally several years ago. And it was what Alexa did was that there was a conversation happening between a husband and wife in their home, and Alexa was recording it, and Alexa recorded that conversation and emailed that conversation to one of their bosses. And this got written about all over the place, and it was Alexa malfunctioning. And you will have cons, you will have glitches. You cannot have 100% error proof, but barring these, and here also, then one has to learn from them and work in a way that a situation like this, a malfunction like this, does not happen in future. But barring these mitigation things which one can work on, automation is, of course, something you can't wish away, and technology is a very, very vital and integral part of your customer service management, of your service operations, both from the business profitability point of view and from the consumer satisfaction point of view. So again, I've been talking about the cons, which are privacy, data breaches. For example, when IRCTC site, there was a major data breach, and we know the lakhs and crores of people who use the Indian railways, and those kind of security breaches. We know banks, from banks, hacking has happened from banks, and from their data has been breached. Hence, all these fraud calls happen. Obviously, when I'm talking about technology and I'm talking about self-service kiosks and I'm talking about apps, they are replacing humans. There's no question about it. So job elimination is definitely there. That is the nature of, you know, when industrialization came in and machines came in, machines eliminated physical jobs. Now the technology is eliminating some of the human and machine jobs. So that is, you know, how times move. So think of technology holistically, both from a business point of view, from a customer point of view. Once again, technology per se, the most complex, expensive technology doesn't necessarily have to be the most relevant technology for you. Technology has to be adapted, tested, implemented, reworked on. You have to have flexibility. You have to make it user-friendly. You have to ensure all of your employees are on board in terms of understanding the technology. All of your relevant teams are on board. Your top management is committed to the technology, and also your knowledge base is such that there is an alignment between your employees and the communication going to your customers, and there is no error in the communication or the message going, because then obviously then you know that is going to lead to backfires. So that's a little bit about technology in service operations and for customer relationship management. Thank you.